This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Now you will ask me, what is khushu' from the Islamic technical perspective? Yani, in other words, what is the khushu' that is praiseworthy to Allah? What is the khushu' that Allah wants from me? When Allah described human beings and praised them as having khushu', what does that mean? I share with you one definition given by Imam Ibn Rajab al-Hanbali. He said khushu' is this. Huwa inkisaruhu lillahi wa khudu'uhu wa sukunuhu 'an iltifatihi 'an ghayri ila man huwa bayna yadayhi. Khushu' is this, he said. The khushu' of the heart is this. It is a state where the heart of a person breaks and lowers itself and becomes still. Therefore, not looking at other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Did you get the definition? The khushu' of the human heart, he says, is a state where the heart breaks. That's the humble aspect that we spoke about. And lowly. When it breaks and it lowers itself and it becomes still, therefore no longer turning to other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is khushu'. He then says, فَإِذَا خَشَعَ الْقَلْبُ خَشَعَتِ الْجَوَارِحُ كُلُّهَا تَبَعًا لِخُشُوعِهِ. Therefore, when the heart experiences khushu', every other limb of your anatomy experiences khushu' as a byproduct. So which one causes the other? Is it that humble man who is praying like this, who tries to bring khushu' outwardly to his heart? Or is khushu' something that begins from the heart? It's a state that your heart is in. It is broken before Allah. It feels helpless. It feels in need of Him. And because of what you experience here, it translates here and here and everywhere else. And if you want an image of this, just picture the image of a person who has just been diagnosed with a life-threatening disease. How does he or she behave as they speak to the doctor and they are told about life plannings and life expectancy? How do they behave? Picture the image of a man who has a debt that he cannot pay, and now he's sat in front of the person whom he owes and he's saying to him, I'm sorry, I'm not going to be able to repay you. How does he behave? Or picture the scene of someone who's just been caught red-handed, committing a crime of some sort, and now he's sat or she's sat in front of the authorities confessing their crime and they're waiting for accountability. How do they behave? Do they look all over the place? Are they fidgeting? Are they speaking loud? Or are they sat in a calm and serene state? Is it not that their hearts have been humbled? And they feel low? And they feel helpless? And that internal feeling reflects on their body language, so their gaze drops. And their voices, their tones, they quieten down. And their pride is ousted. And their behavior is very much more managed. This is the situation of a Muslim, huh, who has khushu' of his Lord, who understands the glory of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu and appreciates His sovereignty, and you feel your helplessness before Him. That internal feeling then reflects onto your limbs, and no longer do you see yourself walking like a gangster, or strutting, or trying to copy the billionaire walk. No. Your behavior is different because your heart is broken before its Lord. This is khushu', something that is humbled, recognizing something far greater that is above it, and something that has become genuinely quiet and still. All of those internal demons and monsters and selfish yearnings, they've been silenced now. This is an idea of what khushu' is all about.